Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is me again, Fernando, on the Fernando Poniente Show. Friday night. Today is actually a good day. What's today? I think it's the 11th. Oh my goodness, missed that one. 11th, December 11th, 2009. That is correct. I gotta adjust my clock here real quick. 10 o'clock, yes it is. We got so much thing to talk about today. We're going to be talking about some breaking news. Tiger Woods, ooh, that's right, never get tired of that. We'll talk about some, a little bit of that, and also we're going to be doing some climate quiz. I know I've been talking about some global warming and all that stuff lately, but I want to quiz you guys, and see how you are, you know, how good and well-informed you guys, someone out there. Also, later on the show, we're going to be talking about 10 unbreakable Guinness records. I know there's some things out there, like, you know, Babe Ruth. I mean, who can outscore, you know, out-hit Babe Ruth and outscore Gordie Howe? Or even, you know, out-eat, what's his name? That dude that hot dogs that ate so many hot dogs out the... Some dude from Japan. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that in 10 Unbreakable Guinness Records. I'm going to tell you why. You can join me in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. You can go there. That's right. Or if you have an iTouch, I mean. You can go to m.blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show, and you should be able to, listen to me there using iTunes. That is right. That is me. Also, we're going to be talking about on this day in a little bit, and special guest. We have him scheduled, a special guest, Gary Holloway, the diamond expert, actually from PriceScope.com. He's actually an online community offering expert advice on tips on those. Wanting to learn more about diamonds, I know. A lot of people are going to be buying diamonds nowadays because of the holidays and all that stuff. But you want to listen to this. You might want to hear this because, you know, he knows a lot about stuff, about diamonds. You know, I mean, gosh. He knows diamonds like I know cinnabons. That's what I put in there. I see some spider crawling. Okay. Where are we at? Oh, there you go. 347-884-8125. That is the number you got to call. We'll do on this day a little bit, and we'll go to the phone line. And where's my cue here? All right. We'll do the... Dun, 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 dun. Wait a minute. The giant turkey's calling again.
Gobble, gobble. This is the giant turkey.
Oh, I heard. Okay, yeah. You need to just pipe down, giant turkey. All right, we're gonna do on this date, and and we'll go to the phone. Okay, shall we do that? All right, on this date, it is December 11th, 2009. But back in December 11th, 1941, actually, Germany and Italy declared war on the United States. Ooh. Yeah, that was back in 1941. On December 11th, 1882, this dude, Fiorello Ace LaGuardia, the former mayor of New York City for three consecutive terms, was born following his death on September 20th, 1947. On this date, 1816, Indiana became the 19th state. I don't know if you guys know that. I'm going to write this down. This is pretty intense. 1936, Britain's King Edward VIII, abdicated the throne in order to marry American divorcee Wallace Warfield Simpson. That's right. 1946, UNICEF, you know, the United Nations International Children Emergency Fund, was established in 1946 on this date. And 1972, I don't know if you guys knew, the man landed on the moon for the last time during Apollo 17 mission. 1997, more than 150 countries agree at the Global Warming Conference in Kyoto, Japan, to take steps to control greenhouse emissions. And that's still going on to this day. That's right. 2002, a congressional report found at intelligence agency before September 11, 2001, were poorly organized, poorly equipped, and slow to pursue clues that might have prevented that day's terrorist attacks. Yeah, to this day, they found that out. Bummer. All right, we're going to go to the current birthdays. Jermaine Jackson is one of the Jackson 5, turns 55 today. 55 years old, that's right. Also, David Gates, a singer. Brad, he turned 69, actually. John Kerry, the U.S. Senator of Massachusetts, Democrats, actually turned 66 today. Happy birthday, John Kerry. And Susan Sidelman, a director, turns 57. You might know all. You probably don't know all these people, but who cares? You know, the birthdays to you guys. Those are people that are supposedly famous. So, Daryl Jones. Actually, I know Daryl Jones, a rock musician. That's the X-Type. Turned 48 today. Turned 48, and also Mos Def. He's a rapper and also an actor. You probably know him on with Jack Black. I don't know. I remember that movie, that Police Rewind or something like that. He turns 36, and also Ryder Strong turned 30. And not my friend, it's your unforgettable on this date. Shall we? We'll go to the phone real quick here, and then we'll talk about some more breaking news. No breaking news here. We'll go into, who is this? Calling from the computer. Hey, are you there? You listening?
Yes.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Linda. I'm from Batesville, Arkansas.
Oh, Linda from what? Arkansas. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
All right, you enjoying the show?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just listening here.
Where's that guy listening at?
I don't know. He might be calling in pretty soon here.
Hey, I guess it's your lucky day.
Oh.
I gotcha.
All right, you got me. You got me, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Was that you doing it?
That was me. Yeah, I got me some Skype. I got me some unlimited calling USA, Canada, $2 a month. Skype. And $2 a month. Call anywhere,
month.
USA, Canada, unlimited on Skype, landlines and cell phone numbers.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, and I'm going to give you a mic and everything.
Really? I want to try that one. I know that Skype is actually on my website. I totally missed out your show last night. How did it go, man?
It was great.
It was great? All right.
The ratings were down just a little bit.
Yeah.
Since we didn't broadcast on XM, but overall, it was good.
You're coming up pretty clearly, man. You said that's a Skype. You're calling through a computer, right? This is a computer call because it's 111.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to get me a number. I'm gonna try to get me a number. Subscribe to a number, and it will have the 601 in front of it, so you'll know it's me.
Oh, I see that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Man, you got me there, dude. Yeah. Last night, man, I didn't get off I had to work last night. I didn't get up like 9:30 or something like that.
What, you really believe in me at first?
Yes. I thought you like Dylan or something because you said you're from Arkansas and he sounded like Dylan. You know how they like it? You know, I thought, is this Dylan? I'm like, man, I don't know, man. It's just.
I don't want to go say that. Are you Dylan from Mississippi?
Yeah, you said something like that, but you said something about Winston, that guy Winston at. And I'm like, it's like, okay, man, you got me there. But anyway.
Okay, anyway.
I'm
going to
get you next time. Payback is dumb, you know that?
Exactly.
Where was I? So on this day, on this day, and also we're going to talk about some news, and in a little bit, I'm going to talk about 10:15, I believe, Gary Holloway is going to be calling in. to you know, talk about some diamonds, some bling, man. This is your favorite.
Yeah.
Some bling.
My favorite.
You know, your favorite. We're going to be talking about 10 unbreakable Guinness records also, and we're going to be talking climate quiz. Are you ready for this, man? I'm going to quiz you. You know what? I'll wait for it. I'll see if Gary Holloway can participate on this also. What about Tiger Woods, huh? Leaving the professional golf? I mean, indefinitely? I mean, is he coming back? Is this what do you hear, man? He needs to be a better husband, a father, and a person.
Yeah, I was listening to that. Yeah.
Is it for a couple of years? Is it putting that for a couple of years?
Two years. Two years. That's what I heard.
Oh, okay. I must be reading that wrong then. I thought it was indefinitely or something.
No, that might be where you're reading it from, because I heard on Hannity, on Fox News, I heard he was talking about it. No. It was on Nancy Grace on CNN, excuse me.
Yeah,
she was talking about it. She was read an apology note or something.
Yeah, right.
And 2 years.
Man, it seems to be something, man. Nancy Grace, yeah, is she like a prosecutor or something like that?
Yeah, she's a prosecutor, and also she has her own show on HLN.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
You know, I don't watch CNN that much, but, her.
Well, Tigers actually says, the allegations actually, they're saying that he pays for hookers. And one of them actually came forward and says, in saying that Tiger bought her diamonds. And he paid for like $15,000. I'm gonna ask Gary. What kind of diamonds?
That's kind of interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Very interesting.
And that's right. And also I'm gonna cover some of the stores, the major outlet stores that always want to be politically correct. You know, it's like they don't mention Merry Christmas. Happy holiday or anything like that, and I don't know. I mean, it's just like Merry Christmas. Walmart used to opt it out on saying Merry Christmas, and they didn't tell and actually put it as a policy or mandatory to tell their employees not to mention about Merry Christmas. That's a couple years ago, but they're back now. And I'm not gonna have a. I'm actually running out of songs, so I'm not gonna play a song today. I'll probably take a break for a little bit, but I'm not gonna play any song today.
That's fine.
So what's that?
And that's fine. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. So sports. What's the update in sports, man?
Tiger Woods, the big story. That's sports. I mean, I'm gonna NL. L.com. Okay, I had to say that out loud, you know. Anyway, Tiger Woods is going to be back. He's going to be out of the pro for 2 years. I heard that he was thinking about being a good father now after he slept with them. Can I say this on the air? Whores? Can I say that? I don't mean to say it in a bad way, but
no,
I guess they kind of are.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, they're simply doing it for sex and the money. Again, I mean, I'm pretty sure he paid them. I mean, you know, nobody just sleep with somebody and don't even get paid, not unless they really love them. And then, I guess, you know what I'm saying? So he said he's going to be a good father now.
Mm-hmm.
And now he wants to be a nice human being. I mean, he wants to straighten his life up. And I said, now do you want to do that? Now you want to do it. Now is not a good time to do that. Yes, a few months ago was a good time to do it. A few years ago was a good time to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Okay, as this thing refreshes, darn it. Okay.
Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
The final in that one, I think it was 16-4. I think I remember. It just refreshed.
Something like 7,
so
I think.
Let me just go scroll. See, it's now, look at this. It's going to refresh again. I think it's a Cleveland.
So Pittsburgh's pretty much done. I mean, they're gonna face the Packers, next Sunday? Yeah, they're gonna get. Yeah, they're done.
Yeah, that's what you say. Yeah, Cleveland won 13-6. Final on that one. Cleveland won that one.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. This is the game of the week for me. It's going to be New Orleans and the Falcons. That's going to be the game. But I'm not saying, look, I know that New Orleans Saints are going to win because that's my team. But I got people all around me telling me that the Falcons are going to whoop the Saints. Bad.
Oh, come on. You're talking ridiculous.
I'm serious. I got people.
You're talking about Drew Brees and the crew with the Falcons.
Yeah.
These people,
it's kind of like the Ole Miss Mississippi State game. I mean, everybody thought Ole Miss was going to win, and they did my book because I just love Ole Miss.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go with New Orleans all the way. How about that? I mean, with the Packers first. I mean, it's probably going to be New Orleans and Packers. wishful thinking here. As you all know, I'm a Packer fan, and I mean they're doing great. I mean they're doing great, and all the they're healthy. I mean I know they're missing out some of the defensive players like Campman and Al Harris and all them, but I think they can measure up with other good teams with the defensive tackles out there. I mean that's just my opinion. Yeah. So
definitely.
Yeah. So excuse me. Oh my goodness. You liking are you enjoying the weather so far? What's the temperature down there right now?
Well, right this afternoon we had the temperature was around about 33 with the wind gusts blowing about 5 miles per hour, it kinda chilled it down to about a good 28. The wind chill factor was in there, so it was around about 28 today all day, and that was literally at noon. And tonight, I'm gonna say, let me just go right out here right quick, just 1 second.
Yeah. So, hey, while you're looking that up, we're gonna go to the phone real quick. I have another computer calling over there outside. Hey, who's on the other line there?
This is Gary Holloway.
Hey, Gary Holloway, how you doing today?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the show. I'm Fernando, host of Fernando
Poniente
Show.
And
Winston Pitts on the other end. Winston from Mississippi. Welcome to join us here. That's right. Talk Time Radio, baby. And we have Gary Holloway. So we're going to start talking to Gary Holloway real quick. And actually, let me introduce him real quick. He knows diamond. Like I said, I know cinnabons because I know nothing about diamonds. He's an expert and gemologist. What do you say that?
A gemologist. Yeah.
Gemologist.
Gemologist.
Right. I'm so sorry, dude. Okay. Diamond expert and gemologist of PriceScope.com. I can't even say it. I still can't say it. It's an online community offering expert. He's going to be here to give us an advice and tips for those who wanting to learn more about diamonds. I know there's a lot of, purchasing. Is that right? It's going to be today. This season is the most, retail when it comes to diamonds
it's
and all
one
that.
Of the, it's one of one the of, leading shopping days of the year in the United States. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us more about you and what do you do?
Okay, well, I'm actually talking to you from Australia. So,
how you doing?
I'm doing very well, and it's just after 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday here because we're at three quarters of the day ahead of you. So I've been associated with PriceScope for about 10 years. And I signed on as the diamond expert. I write the tutorials and help a lot of consumers with their problems on the forum. So let me tell you then next what PriceScope's all about. So PriceScope is a not-for-profit consumer website where consumers can get all of the information that they need from an information source that isn't biased, that isn't trying to sell them something.
So that's really, really important to understand from the outset. If you're looking to buy a diamond, then PriceScope is the place that you should go. Now, if you're looking to buy some fashion jewelry that's a couple of $100, well, then you're probably not going to bother with a lot of research. But as I'm sure most of your listeners would do, if they're going to spend a couple of $1,000 or you know, a car or something that's a major purchase, the first thing we do these days is we go online and we learn about it. We learn what we need to know. And since diamonds are an infrequent purchase for most people, it's really useful to have this independent website that has a great tutorial on what you need to know, either in the simple form or in a really complex if you become really seriously interested. And it has a forum that you can log on to for free and get instant responses from people all around the world as to what you should do in certain situations, how much money you should spend if you don't know, if you're a young guy and you've never bought a diamond engagement ring before, or you know, you go to a shop and you get all this information and you're confused. So you can post the information on the Rocky Talkie forum, and it takes 50 seconds to subscribe, and off you go. You get all of these wonderful, helpful consumers and lots of trade experts who will all give you information for free. And they're not trying to sell you. In fact, they're not allowed to try to sell you anything. It's a very, very strict rule on PriceScope.
Okay.
Wow.
And as well as that, you can find price information because there are 20 advertisers who list their diamonds on PriceScope, and they list all of their diamonds side by side competitively. So you can buy from those PriceScope advertisers, or you can go into retail stores. Nobody's telling you that you have to buy from the advertisers. It's quite independent. But the people who are listing on PriceScope are generally the cheapest bona fide place that you can buy diamonds. And you can safely buy diamonds from all of those people who list on PriceScope, because if they misbehave, they will be kicked out.
Wow.
That's cool. So, so the PriceScope.com, you don't, who owns a PriceScope.com? Do you know?
I own a very small percentage of it. And there is a family of people who own the rest.
Okay.
And
all right. Well,
it's quite independent.
Okay. All right. I'm on the website right now. It's quite interesting. It's like, you know, looking up in there.
Yeah.
You know, how much size do you need? And it's just, it's very, very
informative.
You'll find it very interesting. If you go to the Rocky Talkie in the forum, you'll find a very active forum. Where lots of people, very well behaved, discuss all sorts of things related to diamonds. And in fact, you'll see one of the things up the top is a current issue on conflict diamonds, right up on the top of the forum. It's been pinned there about what's been going on in Zimbabwe, where the rather corrupt government there has been abusing its position and created a forced labor situation. So PriceScope is monitoring that, and we have commentary from people around the world in the industry. There's somebody there from Israel, somebody else there from Antwerp in Belgium, who are diamond buyers and experts, and there's a very active discussion there.
All right, I'm going to go and ask some of the questions. I mean, what is this actually? I've heard of you know, the white diamonds and all that. What is actually a black diamond? What is that?
Okay, black diamonds have become very, very popular at the moment in very small sizes. So, you know, 1 or 2 millimeter size stones, where, you know, maybe 10 stones side by side would make 1 inch. And they're rather popular at the moment because black and white diamond jewelry is in vogue. So what you typically see if you walk into a fashionable jewelry store is stripes of diamonds across a ring, diagonal stripes across a ring, or matching earrings and pendants, checkerboard patterns, things like that. Now, black diamonds are relatively inexpensive. They are most often very low-grade diamonds that are natural, but they have usually been heated to make the inclusions go even blacker. So they become untransparent. And there is also another variety, which is probably the better choice, and that is a diamond that has been irradiated. Again, they're usually off-white color, not so attractive. They irradiate them with in nuclear reactor type situations, and the stones go permanently black.
Huh.
They're probably a better choice because they've got less inclusions and they're less likely to break if you knock the ring around, drop it on a tile floor,
that.
For example.
Is that, how's that different from the yellow and the blue diamond? What is that different? I mean, obviously, that's
black diamonds,
the color.
Black diamonds could be about a quarter of the price of high-quality colorless diamonds.
Mm.
So black diamonds are relatively inexpensive, which makes them great for fashionable pavé. As I said, pavé, by the way, is a trade term for, it comes from the French word of pavement. And
pavé?
It means like cobblestones. Yeah, pavé, P-A-V-E,
okay.
With the little thing over the top.
Pavé, okay.
Like café, pavé.
Mm.
So pavé jewellery is very, very popular at the moment, especially in these black and white combinations.
Wow.
Very smart, very elegant. You can wear it to work, wear it in the evening. Good fun. Good fun.
I mean, how do you...
Now, the fancy yellow diamonds and the fancy blue diamonds are diamonds that aren't just off-white. They are really, really bright canary yellows. So diamonds come in all sorts of colors, but the most common... is white to slightly yellowish off-white. Not fancy yellow colors, but just slightly off-white. And what happens is as you occasionally find an extremely bright yellow-colored diamond, that will be much, much rarer, very, very attractive stones, very sought after. They're really more in the collector's item. There was a blue diamond of 7 carats sold earlier this year for $9 million.
Oh my goodness! Now the blue diamond, is that the one?
Rare.
Is that the one with the similar to, you know, the movie Titanic? You know, that little pendant.
Yes,
the Hope.
Is that blue diamond?
That was a sapphire, but like that. And the Hope diamond is one of the most famous diamonds in the world. That's in the Smithsonian in Washington.
Oh, okay.
In the Smithsonian Natural History Museum, and I'm sure many of your listeners will have seen the Hope diamond. A beautiful, beautiful piece.
Okay.
It's a sapphire, but a steely grey, smoky blue colour, and that would be an absolutely priceless gem. Also made priceless because it's had a fantastic history. Although
Have you came across another diamond that actually is similar to the Hope diamond?
There are other diamonds similar to Hope diamond, but not in such large sizes. The Hope is exceptionally large. It's around 40 carats. Yeah.
Now, I know I'm not, you know, I mean, how do you, I mean, I'm really, you know, dumb when it comes to, like, the diamond. If you show me, like, a broken glass, I'll be like, hey, that's, and you tell me that's diamond, I'll probably believe you. But how do you tell the difference between that, actually, just a piece of crystal and a diamond? I mean, if you compare them together.
The simplest way is to ask a girl. Girls can tell. You try and pass a fake off to a girl. Woe betide. your life expectancy will be seriously shortened.
Yeah, exactly. You got a good point there. Oh man.
Fake diamonds, such as cubic zirconia, moissanite, and so on. Most people working in most jewelry stores can pretty easily tell. Diamond experts certainly can tell with instruments. People who are serious diamondaires can tell just by looking with a loop.
With a naked eye,
but it's not common that people have fakes passed off to them. It's really not common. If you go looking for the cheapest possible diamond, then you're lining up to be ripped off. So, you know, if you try buying diamonds on eBay and so on, there are some reputable people who sell diamonds on eBay, businesses and so on, but there are also a lot of sharks, and we do not recommend. In fact, if you search eBay on the PriceGap forums, you'll find lots of people who are crying over being ripped off.
A couple thousand dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for this 2009, what is actually popular for this 2009 as far as like diamonds? Is it, and also, what would be the top diamond for a 2010, you know?
Okay, well, the shapes of diamonds that are popular at the moment, because that's the biggest variation, not everybody can afford fancy colored diamonds, so let's talk about the shape.
Okay.
The round brilliant has always been, for the last 100 years, the most popular, but we're seeing a revival at the moment of cushion shape. Now, cushion shape is sort of halfway between a square and a circle. So it's a rounded-off square. The corners are rounded off. And they have been proving to be very, very popular. And you can have different types of appearance in cushion cuts. But the ones that we're seeing become the most popular are ones that are a little bit reminiscent of old-fashioned cut diamonds, of diamonds that were cut 100 years ago. And they can tend to have some bigger, bolder flashes of fire. They may not be quite as bright, although some that the group of scientists that I work with are working on. In fact, I saw some new models today are looking pretty, pretty bright. They will give the round brilliant cut a run for its money. And the other revival cut that's very popular at the moment is the Asher cut. Now, an Asher cut, unlike what most people are used to with a diamond, is actually cut in steps that are parallel to the square sides. So it is a square diamond with the corners beveled off but not rounded off like the cushion. And there are typically three sets of facets on the top and three sets of facets on the bottom. And they have something of a 1920s look. This cut was actually patented in the early part of last century. And so these two cuts are sort of heralding a revival back to somewhat more historic times. More laid back and stylish and slightly understated cuts.
That's right. I was reading an article about the... one of the supposedly Tiger Woods' mistress, actually, she claimed that Tiger bought her a $15,000 diamond. I mean, what kind of diamond did you get?
I think if he could get out of any of the situations he's in at the moment, he would need to spend a lot more than $15,000 on the diamond.
Oh, yeah.
$15 million for his wife wouldn't even calm her down, I don't think.
Yeah, exactly. And also, the celebrities are like...
$15,000 could be a 2-carat diamond.
A 2-carat, okay.
That would be a typical price range for a reasonably high-quality 2-carat diamond. But... bear in mind that you could easily spend up to $30,000 for a top-quality 1-carat diamond, and you can spend under $1,000 for a very, very low-quality 1-carat diamond.
Low quality.
So that's an issue by itself, too, and I think we can address that for the listeners from the point of view that what quality should they buy?
Yeah, exactly. What do you think about celebrities? Celebrities out there, they like to fling all the bling and stuff like that, and on the red carpets. I mean, what do you think of the celebrities wearing as far as the diamonds? What do you think they're wearing right now?
Well, a lot of the celebrities, when they're on the red carpet, are actually wearing borrowed jewels. They often don't own them. They're often given goods on loan to wear on the red carpet for the publicity. So the likes of Tiffany Cartier, Harry Winston, and so on will often provide diamonds for the actresses and celebs and so on the red carpet. That's not to say that some of them don't own fabulous diamonds. And of course, Elizabeth Taylor would be one of those people. She was given the 69-carat pear-shaped diamond by
Holy
Richard
cow.
Burton.
Is that bigger than the Hope Diamond?
That's bigger than the Hope Diamond, yes. And that presented a bit of a problem for her, actually, because it cost her such a lot of money to wear it out and about. she had to have a security guard with her and arrange the insurance and so on. So what she decided to do was have a cubic zirconia copy made. But there was a problem that she didn't anticipate. And the problem is that cubic zirconia is nearly twice the weight of diamond, and it was too heavy to wear as a ring.
Yeah, it'll pull her earlobe.
Well,
yeah.
No, her ring, as a ring, it was flopping about too much, and she couldn't. It was just impractical.
Oh, and a ring. I thought you were like earrings. I was like, oh, yeah, that would pull your...
So later on, she tended to wear it more as a pendant.
Oh,
yeah. How did you wear something like that? Would she wear it on her hand or on her neck?
Well, she ended up wearing it on her neck, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a pendant, okay. Yeah. I mean, how do you know? I mean, can you give some of the tips and you know, some flags need to raise? You know, like, let's say I'm going to purchase a diamond tomorrow. You know, tell me how to know. I mean, how to know that, you know, if I'm getting scammed or anything that,
okay,
you know.
Okay, Fernando. Firstly, if you stick with regular businesses that have been around for a period of time, and you go to you know, bona fide businesses, you are very, very unlikely to be scammed. But
no, I can't go out on the street.
You may pay too much. Yeah, uh-huh. If you go around the corner lane, you're very likely to get scammed.
Something like, hey, Joe. Right.
They might even turn the tables on you and steal your watch.
Right.
And your wallet.
Oh, man.
No, let's not assume that the listeners are going to. But if you go to a regular mall store, then you have to be prepared that a lot of the diamonds that you're going to be offered are not the best diamonds in the world. And so what we propose is that people, first of all, go on to PriceScope and read the first four or five sections of the knowledge section of the tutorial. And what they need to understand is the carat weight, the color, the clarity, and the cut quality. And they also need to learn a little bit about certificates, because they will find that the better quality, larger stones tend to come with a diamond grading certificate from an independent organization. So when you go out then to shop, what you should be looking to do is to establish what's the minimum color that you're happy to accept. Are you happy with an off-white colored diamond that might be an I or a J color? Or do you want to have the absolute whitest, most colorless diamond, a D? There's no A, B, or C. The scale starts at D. And then look at the clarity and decide whether you're happy to live with a slightly eye visible inclusion in order to get a larger carat weight for the amount of money you're prepared to spend. Or do you want to have a flawless diamond, because the flawlessness is a symbol of the relationship that you might feel that you have with the lovely lady that you're buying a diamond for? Then you can take the information from the grading reports from the different diamonds that you've seen, write it down or get them to email you a copy of them or whatever you need to do, but get all of the information from the grading reports. Then go and log on to the PriceScope forum. And post that information, and people will give you advice. Many times we have stopped people from buying diamonds that would not have the most sparkle. We've helped people avoid inclusions that may be inclined to be fragile, and the diamond might break if you give it a nasty whack. And we've helped people to understand the differences in different grading reports, because not all of the grading labs have the same strictness or standards. And most definitely we've helped people to not overpay. So it's, that's the process that we would propose that you walk through. Now, if, as I said, you're going out to buy something for $200 or $300, you're probably not going to bother with that sort of research. But if you're buying a significant diamond, then that's very much what we would suggest you do.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, so is that one of the, because I had a reading on the thing, the top eight rules you should follow when purchasing a diamond, is that a part of that eight rules?
Absolutely. Do your homework.
Absolutely. Okay.
Do your homework. Don't just listen to what the salesperson tells you. you will find very quickly that there are consumers on the Rocky Talkie forum who know far, far more than any of the people who are working in most of the jewelry stores.
Wow.
These are dedicated people. We have people who've posted more than 30,000 times. They live, eat, and breathe diamonds. They are so passionate about diamonds, and they just love to help other people because they're so excited about them.
Well, Gary, you helped us a lot. You helped me a lot. You know, I'm thinking about purchasing some diamond in here. You know, maybe in another couple of years, something. But anyway, hey,
wow.
Gary, PriceScope.com. Gary from PriceScope.com. Thanks for stopping by. We got to keep going here.
Thank you very much, Fernando.
Taught me a lot, man. It's just thank you for stopping by. And
you have a fabulous holiday season and a great new year.
All right.
Thank you,
Gary. You too.
Thanks,
you too.
Fernando.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that. I didn't know there's a lot of stuff to look into, like buying diamonds. I thought I'd just, like, you know, just go in there and say, hey, I need a diamond, you know? I mean, that's, I've got to go back because I've purchased some, you know, not like a 2-carat or anything like that, but just a little bit. But I know what to look for now. PriceScope.com,
exactly.
That was Gary Holloway, exactly. So, Winston, if you're, looking into buying, you know, diamonds, that's...
that's a good
place
to go.
Did you go to PriceScope? Did you go to PriceScope.com?
Yes, I did. I get a bookmark.
It's very informative, man. You know, that's a lot of meat. You know what I mean? That's a lot of... I mean, that's... He talked about good stuff here. You're listening to Fernando Poniente's show. We're going to take a quick break here. Winston, hang out, okay? Hold on a second. We'll be back. This is Fernando Poniente's show. We'll be back as we're going to go into... we're going to talk about some of the retailers that do not celebrate or don't really say Merry Christmas. You know, they say Happy Holiday instead. You know, they want to be politically correct and all that stuff. We're going to talk about that. And also, talk about 10 Unbreakable Guinness Book of Records. We're going to talk about that also. And also, I'm going to quiz Winston and see how he measure up in this one of these climate quiz, Winston. So get ready, dude. All right? You
don't
get ready.
Don't keep me hanging now. I'm hanging on.
All right, we'll be back. Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. This is Fernando. And we'll be back. And Winston on the other end from the That's
yeah.
right. My switchboard is not working, so hang tight. It's any day now. You know what I mean? There we go. We'll be back. Hold on, Winston.
Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veteran.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
All right, we are back. That is right. This is Fernando Poniente Show on BlogTalkRadio.com. It's me. Something happened to my switchboard again. So, Yeah, there we go. It's me. And I have Winston Pitts on the other side, so he's going to be joining us here momentarily as soon as I get this thing fixed. All right,
maybe.
Here we go. Yeah, you got it. You're in.
Oh, great.
You're there?
I'm in.
All right.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to mention some of these companies that have banned, quote-unquote, Christmas from their retail ads or in-store promotion, or even television commercials. So please take your time.
Yeah.
Take your time to write this down. You know, just kind of get a mental note
I'm
in on, your head
I'm
and let them know that.
Adjective.
Right, let them know that you're offended by their anti-Christian and anti-Christmas bias. If you want their contact information, exactly, you can Google it. Okay. So, oh man. First of all, Nordstrom is actually. You know, they have this holiday shipping section on their website, and they only refer to December 25th. The catalog do not mention the word Christmas. Mr. Nordstrom says he welcomes your comments. So Nordstrom's President Blake Nordstrom. So get on it, Winston. Write it down. Sears. Sears own is actually owned by Kmart now. It's advertising holiday trees on the page, on their page, and seven of their, you know, the one of the thing pages catalog that they do. It also was noticeably absent the word Christmas. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Now, okay. There's an update. Say Sears has confirmed that it now display a sign reading "Merry Christmas" at entrance to its stores nationwide. So. Yeah, clap hands to that. I'm going to give him a clap hands to there. The Sears, actually, here's the clapping thing for them. All right. There we go. Walgreens, actually. Walgreens has released the following response back in 2006. Remember the they didn't do the Christmas thing back here? But you can be assured that our advertising will be incorporated Christmas, they said, and then our holiday trees will be called Christmas trees, not holiday trees. Unfortunately, all this year, December ads already printed, so it's too late to make changes for this season. Oh, that was back in actual 2006. I don't know if they still do that. But you can call them 847-940-2500. That's their number.
Listen to this.
Lowe's. Go ahead.
White House Christmas decorations? Yes. White House Christmas cards? No. The White House has refused. Well, listen, they won't mention the Obama administration or the Obamas. Will not put
way to go.
Christmas cards. This is this
way
now.
To go. Set a good example. Go ahead.
Look at this. The Christmas card selected by the Obamas announces seething greetings, and on the inside it reads, "May your family have a joyous holiday season and a new year blessed with hope and happiness." And guess what? Guess what?
What?
The Republican lawmaker is attempting to sue him now.
Wow. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Look it up on Fox News. Go up to foxnews.com, go to the search bar, and type in White House Christmas cards. Or cards. And that's what I went to. And you'll see it be the first one that comes up. And it was quite shocking to me because, I mean, I read it on my show. You can go back to the show.
Man.
You know,
Getting fired up here.
Getting fired up.
All right. Let me continue on to those retails real quick. Office Max. They make no offers on Christmas in their advertising. Kmart. Staples, no Christmas. Best Buy, no Christmas in their advertising. Kohl's. Oh, wait a minute. Kohl's has provided... they say they dispute the charge made by the O'Reilly factor and provided a letter stating they would use the word Christmas in some of their advertising.
Wow.
So thanks for Bill O'Reilly for making that up, you know what I mean? And the total 116 commercials, there's only 9% of those including the word Christmas in their ad. So,
look it up.
I don't know why they're doing it. Winston, let me go back to you. Let me ask you this: Why do you think they're not using the Christmas? Because they're afraid they might offend somebody. Is that
because
what it is?
We have Jews that live among you?
okay. Did you say we have Jews that live among you?
Yeah, we
what
do.
Did you say?
We have Jews that live among you.
Oh, you mean like Jesus is Jews, right? Is that what
you're
referring to?
Jews. We have Muslims. Muslim is the number one religion.
Oh, you mean other religion? Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And let's say
so you got confused me there a little bit.
Yeah, that's why I didn't broadcast on none of my XM radios. This Christmas, because I'm going to say Christmas, and the FCC made a strict rule to everybody.
They're going to cut us off. They're going to bleep us off. Every time we say Merry Christmas, it's probably going to be bleep.
You'll be like, bleep. Have a very merry
bleep.
They're going to
bleep
us. Actually, one of our local radio stations, B95, to play country music, one of the country songs has it in there. It has like happy, and it sounds like it's saying a cuss word, and it puts it in there like it's kind of saying a cuss word, and it beats it out like you said, because it's funny.
My goodness. Yeah, one of the stations I listen to, actually they play Christmas songs, you know. I mean, Christmas carols and all that stuff. I mean, 93.9 here in Chicago. Actually, there's a DJ, or her name is Delilah. Yo, anyway.
Oh, my goodness. You're
right.
Delilah?
I don't think she's based in Chicago, but it's just, you know,
she's 98.3 in Monroe. You know Mike?
Really?
Mason, the guy I talked, he knows her. He works with her.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, anyway, back to what I was saying. She got a letter or some like email or something, like she reading it off, and she's. I could tell her. She was just like she didn't want to say the word Merry Christmas. She was just saying about referring to the 12 days of Christmas. She's saying that 12 days of Christmas is a symbol, and it's some kind of a wording that people in faith that they communicate or something like that. And I was like,
okay.
What? Yeah, it's like, you know, the pear tree and pear tree and all that stuff, and that's all had something to do with people in faith, and that's how we communicate. I'm like, it seems like she's scared to say, hey, Merry Christmas to everyone, you know. She's saying that the happy holidays and all that stuff, and I'm like, why are you so scared? You know, it's like, man, I guess they probably don't want to offend anyone, you know, because there's Jews and Muslims and Buddhists among us. And I mean, who cares? It's Christmas. I mean, I'm not saying who cares. Who cares about them? I mean, it's for Judea's holiday. You know,
one thing. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. I'm sorry to interrupt. One thing I'm gonna tell you: if you come in this country, you're gonna go what we got. I mean, you see what I'm saying? If you came in this country, we celebrate Christmas. We don't care what you celebrate. Okay, we celebrate Christmas over here. If you have something to disagree, you get out of my country right now.
Right, exactly. All right, we're going to continue on here because we have about 6 minutes left into the show, and I don't want to be late again. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you for that, Winston, for that great analogy there. All right. Here we go, 10 Unbreakable Guinness Book Records. We're going to be going to – it's actually published – the record's words, you know, heaviest dogs, but you don't want to see a pet owner abusing an animal just for a spot in a book, you know. You know, just here's the thing, okay? There's a hot dog eating contest that can be broken, right? You know.
Yes. Sort of, something like that.
Yeah, you can practice and do that. But anyway, I'm gonna tell you 10. I'm gonna go fly through this, and I'll let you say something. Number one is actually tallest man. You know, they said it cannot be broken. An 8'11" Robert Wadlow, were around today. He's 10 inches taller than Sultan Kosan, tallest living man, and 17 inches taller than NBA
big
pole Yao Ming. Like a lot of giants, Kosan is a pituitary problem. You know, the pituitary gland in your brain or something like that.
Pituitary gland.
Paternally, yeah. Tallest man cannot be broken. Two, lightest woman cannot. Lucia Zarate is a 21.5-inch Mexican Lilliputian, actually, was a 19th century sideshow star. She died in 1889 at the age of 26 of pneumonia after her circus train got stranded in the snow. Whilst Ratte weighed as much as 13 pounds, oh my God, and 1 ounce at 1 point, she tipped the scale for the last time of 4.7 pounds because she had a hot dog. No, it's kidding. It's a less than average newborn, so that cannot be broken. Lightest woman? Oh, man, 4.7 pounds? Are you kidding me? Number three, loudest sound.
Wow.
The volcanic eruptions on the island of Krakatoa in August 26, 1883, killed more than 36,000 people. The final explosion sent shockwaves that reverberated 7 times around the globe and were heard 2,200 miles away in Perth, Australia.
Holy
loudest sound.
Cow.
Man,
it had 3 times.
It had
to sound like this. Yeah,
it's like, oh man, that's the loudest sound. Number four, most prolific murderess, Eileen Wuornos got a lot of press for her body deeds, but countless Elizabeth Bathory allegedly killed more than 600 people. Mostly young women. It's a latent ghost, a creepy Hungarian noblewoman bathed in the blood of virgins to stay young. That part of the story is questionable, though. But she was convicted on 80 counts of murder and was probably guilty of many more. She was locked away in a sister castle where she died in 1614. 600 people! Oh, my goodness. Woo.
That's a lot of people.
God bless her soul. Only Lord knows where she's at right now.
Let me ask you this.
Number five.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Did she count, 600 murders?
Yeah.
And that is a record?
That's a record. Accounted. That's what it was accounted.
I'm not saying this in a bad way, but I can break that record.
Yeah. I don't think you can, dude. I don't think you can. But anyway, speaking of diamond, actually, the largest diamond, we were talking about the diamond with Gary Holloway earlier from Priscope.com. Number five is Unbreakable Guinness Book of Records. Largest diamond, they said. It's 3,106 carats. Colinian diamond, I don't even know how to say that, had no equal, it said. In 1905, it was found in Gauteng, South Africa, and presented to Britain's King Edward VII on his birthday. It was eventually cut into 105 pieces, including the 530.2 carat, or the greatest star of Africa, they called.
Holy cow!
Yeah, 317.2 carat Colinian II, the lesser star of Africa, was the name of it. Both are now part of British Crown Jewels. That is huge, my friend. That is just huge. That is magnificent. Number six, greatest wingspan. The hugest 8'4 Hercules, better known as the Spruce Goose, weighed in more than 4,000 pounds and took the air once. In 1947, traveling about a mile, just 70 feet off the ground, eccentric milliner Howard Hughes built his monstrosity with the aim of transporting soldiers. A huge, huge, big, big aircraft has since come close to 390-foot wingspan. Which is longer than a football field. Oh my God, it's long.
Wow.
Seven biggest.
What is it?
It's what they call 8'4 Hercules. That's what they call
the Hercules. They floated on water. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
I don't remember personally, but I've seen the picture that floated on water. That's a big plane. It's all made out of wood too. I bet you didn't know that.
Yeah. Biggest pandemic. Let's file this under record. We hope never get broken from. What is it? 1347, 1351, there was actually bubonic plague, as known as the Black Death, aimed and claimed 75 million people have died. All right. I think I'm not going to be able to go through with that. We have about 30 seconds. Hey, when's your next show? Hopefully I can make it next time again.
Next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Live.
I will definitely be there because I don't probably get off about 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah. All right, you have any shows going on there? I mean, the show, but guest. Do you have any guests?
Not yet. We are working on it. I'm probably going to get another congressman on the air, probably a senator. Mm. I'm trying to get Baucus on the air.
Who?
Max Baucus. You know him?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. All right. Well, we got to go.
So maybe we can get something going here. Debate Kim Pettigrew on the health care bill.
Right. Okay, well, join Fernando on the Fernando Poniente show Monday. Monday is actually the dude from BuddyFetch.com, Craig Stadler, is going to be in the Fernando Poniente show. This show is brought to you by ShopInSuperHighway.com. There's shopping needs that you need. Go to ShopInSuperHighway.com, where you can shop and earn money, actually, some cash back. And also, thank you, Gary Holloway, for coming into my show. Pipescope.com, that is the website that you need to. And Winston Pitt, straight from the Mississippi Pipes. Good night to you all. This is Fernando.
Good night.
Good night.